Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and we are so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce you to some of the rising stars and get acquainted with some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of this possible for our kids. Today, we're changing it up a little bit. The last few episodes, we have talked with many of the coaches that are building and executing the Little League program. So you got to hear how all of it gets done, but today it's time to flip it around and spend a few minutes and hear from the players on the field and how important this program is to them. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases are two players from Huntley Havoc. You both can introduce yourself. Player number one, you are?
Hi, my name is Isabella Shapinski. I'm on Havoc 11U and I have 12 members on my team.
And what position do you play?
Catcher, pitcher, and short.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite position is catcher because I always have action and I always have the ball.
And player number two, you are?
My name is Violet. I play for Huntley Havoc 10U and I have 12 people on my team.
What positions do you play and what are your favorites?
I play pitcher, third base, and shortstop. And my favorite is pitcher because I always get to like throw strikes and different kind of pitches.
Thank you both for being here today. So tell me, what is it that you enjoy about being a part of Huntley Little League?
I enjoy the team bonding because like all of the team gets hyped up after games and before games, and it's just fun to be with like all different people and meet them and just have a fun softball game.
Violet?
Because there's like you get to bond with your teammates and it's like a fun experience. You get to play games and your coaches are nice and you get to like make new friends.
So, Violet, I have noticed that the coaches seem to be really fun and care about their players. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're really nice and supportive, and they're really fun.
You said supportive. How do they do that?
They, like, help you when you make a mistake, and they'll tell you what you can do better.
Is there yelling at all, or is there screaming, or is it like, hey, we're going to help you?
Sometimes they'll yell, but, like, in, like, a funny, nice way, but sometimes they will yell.
Isabella, what do you think about the coaches?
I would have to say that they're very supportive because, like, they'll always help us with mistakes, like Violet said, and there sometimes can be yelling, but it's more to be fun and, like, hype us up, so...
So it's not parent yelling, it's friend yelling.
Yes.
Okay.
That sometimes comes from a parent, but yes.
Yeah.
So both of you and your teams have played in tournament play. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works?
I would say that the first day of the tournament, it's like kind of to see where you're at with your team and see how far you can succeed. And then the second day, I would say it's like win or go home, so you have to like play your best.
Eliminations?
Yes.
Okay. There's a bracket involved.
Yes,
and
I think
teams win and lose, all that. Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter does volleyball, and I still can't figure out the bracket. You both recently were in a tournament in Indianapolis. Tell me all about that.
I would say that it was very tough competition, and it was our first tournament, so I think that all the teams were nervous. But I think it's good that we got it all out, because now for our next tournament coming up, I think we're actually really ready to play.
Violet, your thoughts?
I agree with Izzy, because it's a fun experience, because you get to go on the field and play different teams you haven't played before, and you're in like you're not like home your way, so it's a really fun experience.
Speaking of fun, I heard something about maybe a pool party?
There was a pool in the hotel, so we all went swimming, and we all stayed in the same hotel, all of the Huntley Havoc. So, like, we did ding-dong ditching, we did games, we went swimming, we did a cookout, and we did, ton of more fun stuff. It was really fun.
All right, you bring up ding-dong ditch. Now, were you ding-dong ditching people, rooms that you knew friends were at? Or did you go and find where maybe other families were and you were doing that?
No, we were doing, like, family and friends. It was, like, people on the softball team.
But not that weird couple that you saw from Iowa in the lobby or anything? Okay, great. Isabella, your thoughts on the pool party?
I think that it was like a really fun team bonding experience, and it was different from the field because we all let loose and we weren't like so like, oh, we have to do our best. We were just kind of like having fun, just chilling as a team and just team bonding.
True or false? There also was a barbecue.
Yeah, we did have a barbecue. It was right next to the pool, and I think all of the parents like bonded there and all the coaches, and then all the kids were inside in the pool having fun, and it was just an overall fun bonding experience for the teams.
Yeah, I would say the parents had a lot of fun and, like, prepped us by, like, cheering us on, saying we got this, and the kids had a lot of fun by just, like, running around the hotel, going swimming in the elevator and doing all that stuff.
Did any parent pick up another parent and throw them in the pool?
No, I didn't see any parents or coaches in the pool.
No.
Why are you winking at me? I think something happened.
No, I don't.
We'll leave it at that. We don't have to talk about it. It's fine. How do you think all that fun helps you on the field as a player?
Because it gets us all closer together, and then we can all work together on the team to get a win or at least try as hard as we can.
So how did it all go for Havoc 11U, Isabella? Give me a recap of all the actual competition.
So we played a total of 4 games. Havoc 11U had won 1 and lost 3. On Saturday, we had won our first one, and the other 2 on Saturday we had lost. And the whole competition atmosphere was very challenging. It was like the competition we haven't really faced before, so it was our first tournament, and I think we were all a little antsed up, but I think that being in that atmosphere has helped us a lot with softball and like being together as a team and being ready to play again.
Violet, your thoughts on the 10U tournament?
It's like a really good bonding experience because you get to be with your friends, and like the competition was pretty good, but like you got to like face other people that you didn't know how good they were, and then you would see, and then you just like keep playing the best that you could.
For you personally, what was your biggest takeaway? What did you learn on that trip?
To always trust yourself, like when you go up to bat, because we struggled batting, so always to trust yourself when you go to bat so you can hit the ball.
Izzy?
I would say to trust your team, because the more you trust your team, the more that you can work together and the more that you can just flow as a team and get the outs and like win the games.
Isabella, your thoughts on your tournament?
The day of the tournament, I felt very excited but also very nervous because this was the first time our team has been away and had our first real tournament, and I think we were all nervous, but I think we all knew inside that we were so excited to play and we were really ready to play.
And Violet?
I was nervous too, but like when we got to the field, we knew that we were going to try our best, but we were also nervous because we didn't know how the teams would be, and we didn't know if we were going to play our best or if we were going to just be really nervous and not play good.
Do you think that your experience with Huntley Little League up until this point, all the stuff that you've done in Little League, the coaches, they've prepped you, all that stuff, how has that benefited you guys going in? Like, you were nervous that morning. But yet, were you really that nervous because you felt like you had the support around you?
I think that it made us a little less nervous because we have been preparing for this since September or October. And I think that we were just nervous to see the competition, but I think that we all knew that we know how to play, we know how to do this. It's just like the feeling of your first time.
So you would say that you personally, both of you, had the self-confidence because of your coaches, but it was just day of game jitters, kind of new experience.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You guys learned self-confidence that's been poured into you over the years that you have played, and this was just a great example of how that confidence can get you through this big event, correct?
Yes.
Overall, what is the one thing that you guys love the most about playing in Huntley Little League?
Having fun with the team and just meeting new people and getting to know them and getting to play with them for several years.
I like trying different positions and seeing new coaches, having new teammates, and like playing a lot of different positions. It's really fun.
If there are parents that have kids that are interested in playing Huntley Little League, what would you say to them?
I would say to let the kid have a chance at it, because if they do it and they end up having fun, they could become a really good player at it.
Yeah, I agree. I would just tell them that they should try it out, because they're going to meet really good new coaches, really fun teammates, and they're going to have a lot of fun in the field and batting.
What do you think a new player will learn by being in the league?
I think they would learn hard work and how it pays off, because when we spent all that time practicing and it paid off to show that we did really good against some good competition, that it does turn out to be fun and that hard work does pay off.
I think that they would learn that it's a really fun experience and that other kids should try it out too, and they'd have really a lot of fun because they can become really good at a new position.
Thank you both for doing such a great job on your team and coming into the radio station and talking softball. You both are an absolute joy to talk with. So excited for what the season holds for you. Thanks, Isabella. Thanks, Violet.
Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support from your local business, just go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. I'm Eric Thomas. Thank you so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, and HuntleyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.